The Audiologist, a Phonak podcast.
Welcome to The Audiologist, a podcast series created by Phonak that offers audiologists and anyone interested in audiology new perspectives on hearing health topics. So my name is Chase Smith. I am a sales audiology manager at Phonak headquarters in Switzerland. And you are listening to the second episode of our special series on hearing performance. So this topic is very near and dear to our hearts here at Phonak. We're constantly looking for ways to challenge the limits of our technology, innovate further, and really give you some deep insights into our evidence-based features, how they work, and how they can meet your clients' needs. So if you're already sold on the topic of hearing performance, you can visit phonak.com to learn more. But before you do that, I want to please welcome to the stage with me, Davina. Davina Amisore is a senior product audiology manager here at Phonak headquarters, and she is an expert on one of our most innovative technologies, AutoSense OS. So welcome, Davina.
Hi, Chase. Hi, everybody.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So let's start with a really easy question. What is AutoSense OS?
AutoSense OS, easily put, is Phonak's automatic system. Okay, so that's the basis of what it is. But the differences of this is that it just uses machine learning and it uses real-world recordings to adjust the hearing aid settings. So this means that we can give the clients a very personalized sound experience in the different sound environments that they're in. It's also able of sensing these environments and creating the most optimal settings. So therefore, if a client goes into a different situation, it will automatically adjust and automatically adapt and move with them as that client is moving through those different listening situations. If we go and expand a little bit more about what AutoSense OS is, especially when we compare it to the different manufacturers, AutoSense has been based on 20 years of innovation. So we've had more than enough time to really look at the system and apply all of these changes and iterations to create what we have today with AutoSense OS 5.0. With today's system, based on what we had developed in 1999 with the first system that we had with Claro, we're now able to actually scan the environments and we can do this 700 times per second in real time as well. So it can then detect and classify the different sounds, the different environments. It can then automatically adapt those sound cleaning features to create more than 200 unique settings for that individual at that individual's listening situation at that time. And we can classify those unique situations into 7 individual sound situations that we call programs. As hearing care professionals who have used Phonak Target before, you would know these classification programs to be 4 of them are the blended programs of calm situation, speech and noise, comfort and noise, and comfort and echo. And then we have 3 non-blended exclusive programs, which are speech and loud noise, speech and car, and music.
Okay, so AutoSense is essentially that kind of operating system of the hearing aids, automatically scanning, classifying, and blending.
Exactly. You can call it, you can sort of think of it as the brain of our hearing aids, basically, that allows the hearing aids to adjust in those different listening situations.
Great. So most hearing aid manufacturers obviously have some kind of automatic adjustability in their hearing aids. What makes AutoSense in particular different from other solutions that are on the market right now?
That's a really good point because, as you said, we all, as manufacturers of hearing aids, we do have an automatic system in our hearing aids. What's important to know that the differences are is how we're actually able to classify and adapt to those sounds and how we're then able to create programs for those sounds as well. Now, we stand really out from the competitors because of our ability to scan the environment. And compared to one environment one competitor that we have in the market, we are actually able to do this 7 times faster than this competitor. So we can scan our system 700 times per second compared to the competitor in the market. We're also the only manufacturer with an automatic system that can classify our streamed inputs for music or speech. So it means, again, that depending on what that client is or what they're listening to via a streamed media, we're actually then able to know that, hey, there is some speech clarity that is required in this situation, or it's a music-rich program and we need to then adjust the features for this music-rich setting. And finally, one more uniqueness about our AutoSense OS feature is our ability to adjust the individual programs that I had mentioned. So with our individual sound situations that we call programs, we can now individually adapt and fine-tune each one of these programs, which differs to the competitors because they have one automatic program with sound scenes inside of this, and adjustments to one program or one sound scene affects the settings of the other sound scenes, whereby we are individual and we can individually fine-tune each one of our programs.
Okay, so what sets us apart then would be the fact that we classify streamed media. We are able to blend and we can make adjustments to the hearing aid program based on environment.
Yes.
Okay. So in terms of obviously, with Lumity, we have AutoSense OS 5.0, the latest version of AutoSense OS. What improvements have been made to AutoSense OS over the 4.0 version we had with Paradise?
So building from 4.0 and the uniqueness that we had with 4.0, we have now even developed the AutoSense OS 5.0 even further. And we decided that we were actually going to call AutoSense 5.0 the mastermind that orchestrates all of the adaptive behaviors of our technology called smart speech technology, which has a host of features embedded inside of it. So it smoothly activates and it smoothly adapts the behavior of our hearing performance features. And according to the environment, and also most importantly, according to the direction of where the speaker is coming from. So if, for example, the client is in a calm situation where it's rather quiet, it's now able to then classify what sort of features if someone is talking in front of them in a quiet voice. And we have adaptive features like Speech Enhancer, which will then be activated to pick up that soft voice that the hearing aid is listening into, and it will classify this. Or if we move into a restaurant situation, right, where there's speech and loud noise, this mastermind of AutoSense OS is now able to adaptively switch to a speech and loud noise and activate Stereo Zoom 2.0 or the speech sensor or the dynamic noise cancellation to make sure that client has the most optimal listening, hearing performance, and effortless listening at that point in time to enjoy that restaurant situation and really have that effortless hearing.
So you mentioned this a little bit earlier because we're kind of picking up on it in terms of, you know, AutoSense OS really adjusts to meet the needs of the client. But what need is this addressing of those clients?
So needs that clients usually come in, they're having difficulties in certain situations. They're having difficulties in challenging situations. I mean, the most common one that we know that clients do come in asking for is that they are in a restaurant and it's noisy and they're having a difficult time trying to understand the speech from the people by their side or in front of them. So needs like this, AutoSense OS can address because of the fact that we have features that can then automatically adapt to that sound environment and give them that seamless listening experience. So again, another example is if they're in a car and they're speaking to someone, the hearing aid automatically recognizes that there's low frequency sounds and will then adapt the hearing aids to a more comfortable situation by reducing those low frequency sounds so that they can then pick up on the speech. But if there's no speech in that car, again, the hearing aids will then adapt to that situation to make sure that it is still a comfortable hearing experience that they're having. There is no need for them to also change manual programs. So another need there is that the clients can then comfortably enjoy that situation that they're in without having to manually adjust their hearing aids for those different situations. The benefits of this here, again, with our Phonak automatic systems is this personalized sound experience that can really meet the needs of the clients in different listening situations that they're going to be in. Car, restaurant, quiet, echo, streaming, which will be another important one that we do know that because nowadays we are very hooked onto streamed media, listening via our headphones. So this, again, will be another need that AutoSense OS can address and can classify.
Yeah, so great that it's dynamic enough to kind of meet those needs of the everyday person. What should our listeners consider when talking to their clients about AutoSense or even just Phonak hearing aids in general?
So my recommendation to this when talking about AutoSense is really to demonstrate this because I am a true believer of hearing is believing. Giving them the opportunity to hear what AutoSense does in these different listening situations and feel how comfortable it is that they can then hear, whether it's their significant other or streaming music or out in a noisy situation. By wearing the hearing aids, starting from the hearing care professional's office, right, they'll be able to hear the soft speech of the significant other or their hearing care professional in front of them. You can then encourage them to go outside, go into a restaurant, go have a cup of coffee, or just walk down the street and just listen to someone talking to you by your side and just have that experience of what it is like and how the hearing aids can then adapt these different moving situations that person is in. They can then also experience what StereoZoom 2.0 and other noise activating features are taking place in the different situations if they go for a coffee or noise cancellation features if they're walking on the street or even taking a phone call. So these are the hearing is believing experiences that I really would ask HCPs to consider when they're wanting to demonstrate or talk about AutoSense OS to their clients.
Yeah, I like that hearing is believing. It seems like something that we're all about here at Phonak.
Exactly.
So rather than tell them, show them.
Exactly. And even I would also recommend that hearing care professionals themselves actually wear the hearing aids and really get that experience of what it is that we're talking about. Because again, if they can hear what AutoSense is doing, they can then better talk about and explain what AutoSense is doing to their peers or to their clients. And it gives them a more... having that experience brings that confidence of this is exactly what the hearing aids are doing. And then they can really share this experience with their clients and show them that this is truly how the features of AutoSense OS are working.
Yeah, absolutely. Helps too if you can kind of integrate that friend or family member that's with them too, right?
That's actually a really good point as well, because if you can even create a demo, demo pair of hearing aids, you know, give the person, the significant other that they've come with, you know, a pretend hearing loss and then the hearing aids and get them to then experience what the hearing aids are doing, that also will be cool. I also did forget to add that showing them how to use the app also, you know, so giving them the app and getting them to also experience how they can make minor adjustments to their hearing aids and to AutoSense OS if they need just that little tweak in that setting as well. And also, you know, the person that they've come with also to explain to them the benefits of all of these and the benefits that the client with the hearing aids is experiencing with their automatic hearing aids. It really does add a lot of value.
Yeah, great way to also just kind of walk them through what you're demoing, right? If they can see on the app what you're changing, how that impacts what they're hearing in that moment. Nice way to kind of train them up on
exactly
how to use
And also it's good to have a comfortable speaking partner, you know? So you have that comfortable speaking partner so they can talk from the front, from the side, and, you know, just, you know, see how the hearing aids are moving and working when someone is speaking to that person and using the app to also make those adjustments, also to feel that experience and hear that experience as well.
Wonderful. Love it. Any final thoughts around AutoSense OS you want to impart on our listeners?
Oh, there is lots that I would like to impart upon our listeners. I think there's so much that AutoSense OS can, one can talk about when it comes to AutoSense OS. But I think it's the capability of an automatic system to be able to do these complex adaptive changes in the background whilst making it easier for the end user or the client in the foreground, whereby they don't have to do anything for them. Let the hearing aid do the work. Let them enjoy the listening experience that they have of, surrounding them. And this is what AutoSense is doing. It has the ability to make complex adaptive changes while the client doesn't really need to do many changes, or they don't even need to do any changes at all. We do know from past evidence that there is a high confidence in using the automatic system in our in AutoSense OS compared to using manual adjustments, because there really is less to do. And we really want to say that people should enjoy their listening environments. We don't want them to be playing around with the volume and tinkering around with the sound settings or the manual programs. We want them to feel confident to walk into a situation, have the hearing aids adjusted for them in real time, and be able to then listen and enjoy and basically, have the social and emotional interactions with the people all around them.
Beautiful. Well, on that note, Davina, thank you so much for joining us today on the podcast. And thank you for listening today to The Audiologist. This has been the second episode in our special series on hearing performance. If you've not yet listened to that first episode with Sin Sin Hobie talking about directionality, go take a listen right now. And for more information, visit phonak.com. Thank you so much.
Thanks, everyone.
The Audiologist, a Phonak podcast.